I don't need no Boris Karloff, Vincent Price or Peter Cushing. And despite his great performances, I don't need Christopher Lee. Lon Chaney, while so frightening, well, he still leaves me thinking. It's the politicians that really frighten me. Robert Englund made my heart race with his fingernails and scary face. He could chill your bones from here to eternity. And even Bela Lugosi, drinking blood from necks so juicy, he couldn't scare me like the politics in the land of the free. I've watched the Wicker Man in darkness, Nosferatu with a hot chick who gave me several love bites while I stroked her trembling knees. And the Phantom of the Opera, even though it proved quite popular, it couldn't match the horror story unfolding in front of me. Jekyll had a secret and a room stacked high in potions that he'd used to free the demon that he called Mr. Hyde. But even his creation couldn't scare me like the wisdom of the crazy politicians with their blatant dirty lies. Now Dracula and Frankenstein will always put fear in our minds, and the Blair Witch Project, it chilled me to my bones. But none of these were more frightening than the monster we created when we put the politicians in control. Hitchcock and Polanski had a go at chilling our blood. Their stories made it hard for us to sleep. And Carrie and The Shining did their best to get us hiding. But it's the politicians that really gave us the creep. I don't need no Boris Karloff, Vincent Price or Peter Cushing. And despite his great performances, I don't need Christopher Lee. Lon Chaney, while so frightening, well, he still leaves me thinking. It's the politicians that really frighten me. It's the politicians that really frighten me.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Boris, will you stop that nonsense and come back to bed?